In blunt terms, the Foreign Affairs Select Committee report says Britain's military mission in Afghanistan has failed to deliver what it promised because troops are being asked to do too many different tasks. Committee Chairman Michael Gape says mission goals have become less clear over the years.
There was, after 2001, a change of approach, a form of mission creep, whereby we took on far more priorities than simply security and removing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban as their host. And we ended up being involved in state building and counter-narcotics and human rights and nation development, which actually took the focus away from the main priority.
Commenting on the report, former head of the British Army, General Michael Jackson, says he believes the committee is trying to stress that there's room for improvement.
What the committee is saying, I think, is that the way in which the job is being done needs some improvement. It's a complex task, and it involves far more than just the military. We've got to bring it all together and integrate it, not only in Britain, but internationally as well.
Defending the government's approach to Afghanistan, Armed Forces Minister Bill Rammel says confronting the Taliban in Afghanistan keeps the streets of Britain safer.
If you go back to 2001, there were huge numbers of terrorists under Taliban control being trained in terrorist training camps to target this country and others. And I have no doubt that were we to withdraw tomorrow, then that threat would be returned and it would increase. And that's why this campaign is so important.
But that view is out of step with many in war-weary Britain. 52% of those recently polled by the Independent newspaper support an immediate pullout of British troops from Afghanistan. And nearly 3 out of 5 believe the war against the insurgency cannot be won with military power. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。